How do you score on a scale of 0 to 100? I'll explain this next on Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrews speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our three-dimensional wealth studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. Folks, you may be aware that I've been a financial strategist and retirement planning specialist now for north of 48 years. And during that time period, I've taught a lot of educational sessions to students of classrooms full of 40, 70 people, even 2,000 and 20,000 people. And I will tell you that one of my favorite educational events, I feel, is an absolute must attend for anybody that is approaching retirement in the next 5 to 10 years, anybody at retirement, at the verge or already in retirement. And so we call this educational course Retire by Design. And it is life-changing, to be honest. Many attendees come and they're blown away because they learn things that they were not aware of. You can't be aware of something you're not aware of. And so during the course of this education, which is usually at least 6 hours of curriculum, and I'll show you how you can join us for one of these, either live, or we sometimes do this live but do it virtual on the internet. But we will teach and cover 5 critical steps that you must take before retiring or as soon as you can if you're already retired. And during these 6 hours, I usually kick it off for the first 90 minutes and I talk about the big picture to get super clear for all of you listening on where you are at in all 3 dimensions of what I call authentic wealth. And so most people come because they want to optimize their financial assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth, enjoy retirement, redefine themselves, and do the things they really want to do and not have to worry about their money. And of course, we spend quite a bit of time talking about the biggest dangers that cause most retirees to outlive their money and have to worry about finances. The dangers of taxes, inflation, and market volatility. So a lot of our education shows how to eliminate all 3 of those dangers. But at the very beginning, I introduce a scorecard because we teach over 100 principles, but there are 10 principles that are game changers. And so several years ago, I created a scorecard where when I teach these 10 principles and introduce them, the attendees will understand this principle like liquidity. Now, that's the ability to access your money when you need it, and you wouldn't believe how many people kick themselves because they lack liquidity on their serious cash during retirement, okay? And so we talk about liquidity, safety of your principal, not just safety of the institution where most of your money is held, earning predictable rates of return that historically have beaten inflation. Because you can't be rowing upstream at the rate of 2 or 3 or 4 miles an hour, so to speak, at a 4% payout from the traditional percentage that the financial services industry says you're supposed to take, no more than 4%. Because at the current rate of inflation, you're going backwards, okay? If you're rowing upstream at the rate of 4 miles an hour and the current of inflation, which right now is truly about 14 or 15%, you're going backwards. You will outlive your money if that keeps up. And I think it's going to keep up for the foreseeable future unless you understand how to outpace or keep up with inflation. But then we talk about tax advantages because most people, all they know is tax-deferred accounts. And so when we score people, and they score themselves on this scorecard because I print it out on an 11 by 17 handout. And when we talk about liquidity, if you have most of your money in traditional IRAs and 401ks, you can only access that money if you need to, but you're going to have to pay tax, and a lot of people don't want to pay too much tax. And if you're under age 59 and a half, there's a 10% penalty. And so traditional IRAs and 401ks only score at best on a scale of 1 to 10, because this is on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 or 2 would be poor, 3 or 4 would be fair, 5 or 6 would be good or average, 7 or 8 would be better, and 9 to 10 would be best. So my objective during these events is by the end of the Retire by Design workshop that everybody knows what their score is on 10 principles. And once you know what your score is on a scale of 0 to 100, because there's 10 principles, and you score yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. And what's interesting, most people think they're in pretty good shape till they come and they learn about liquidity, safety, rate of return, tax benefits. Those are the first four, only the first four. And if your money is in traditional IRAs and 401ks in the market at retirement, liquidity, you're talking about maybe a 5 or 6 at best out of a scale of 1 to 10. If we're talking about safety of principal and your money is in the market, you're going to score probably around 3 or 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. If your money is in the market and they're telling you to take out only 4% payout, that would be a score of about 5 out of 1 to 10. If you have your money in tax-deferred IRAs or 401ks still during retirement, and that's where your advisor told you to stay put and to leave it there until you're 72 and then take RMDs, which is probably the worst advice I've heard for most retirees, your score would be only 3 or 4. So out of the first four principles, liquidity, safety, rate of return and tax benefits, the highest possible score would be 40, and most people only have like 16. In fact, when we get through with all 10 principles during this six-hour workshop, many people's scores are in the 30s. Now, once in a while, somebody will be in the 40s or 50s, and they thump themselves on the chest. Once in a great while, somebody might be up around 60 or 70, but that's because they're savvy and they understand taxes and inflation and so forth. But most retirees, on a scale of 0 to 100, only score about, 32, 37 or whatever. Now, once you know your score, I know the answer to this question that I ask when they've added up their scores. Whatever your score is today, now you know where you're at. But how many of you know already that you will want a higher score in the future? And of course, everybody's hands goes up. Well, that's what I do, okay? All I do is educate people on how to raise that score. We call this an abundant living score, so you won't outlive your money. And my goal is to raise people's score. And so during this Retire by Design event, once people add up their score, and if it's in the 30s or 40s or whatever, I say, okay, now let's get on track to raise this score to over 90 ASAP. I remember one couple in Morgan Hill, California, and 9 months after they came up and their score was like 32 and it was now 93. And I gave them a high five because I think that was a record. Normally, it takes 2 or 3 years, maybe 4 years, to get people's score from the 30s up to over 90 on liquidity, safety, rate of return, tax benefits, a cash generator. These are some of the key principles that I'm talking about. So that's my focus.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
How to utilize strategic tax planning. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew, Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, in the previous segment, I was talking about one of our favorite educational events. It's called Retire by Design. And it contains at least 6 hours of very deep content that I feel that every person approaching retirement, at retirement, or already retired, it's an absolute must-attend event for several reasons. We have helped many, many attendees, students, be able to double, even triple, and some have even quadrupled their net spendable income. And also, we've helped them eliminate the dangers of taxes, inflation, and market volatility on their hard-earned money, their nest eggs, because where they had their money before they came through this educational workshop, they would likely outlive their money. Now, folks, I'm just going to shoot straight with you. You understand right now we are in a unique situation with inflation. And you, I hope, all understand that the consumer price index that was tampered with and changed in the early 1980s, so they didn't have to pay Social Security recipients the actual increase in the cost of living because they couldn't afford it back during the Carter years when inflation topped out at 14%. Well, we're there again. And so they changed the way that they compare the cost of goods from year to year. It's now, instead of apples to apples, it's apples to oranges. And so they are reporting, you know, inflation in that 5 to 6% range will basically triple that. Our true rate of inflation is more like 15%, and you know that. Gasoline at the gas pump is up at least 50%. Used cars up 20%. Most food and so forth. I mean, come on. And so this is a huge danger that if you understand the rule of 72, you take any number of the interest rate you're earning on money, like if you're earning 8%, I've averaged 8% for years, you divide 8 into the number 72 and your money doubles every 9 years. Well, in actuality, during the last 30 years, I've averaged 9.62%. So let's just round it down to 9.6 divided into 72. My money is going to double every 7.5 years. Well, if inflation is at 10%, 10 into 72 means the cost of living will double every 7.2 years. But inflation is more like 15%. If you divide, 14.4 or 15 into 72, that means the cost of living is doubling about every 5 years. This is serious stuff. That means that if you could get by tightening your belt on $50,000 a year of retirement income to buy the gallons of gas, loaves of bread, haircuts that you need, in 5 years, you may need $100,000 a year to buy the same gallons of gas and loaves of bread that $50,000 buys today, this year. And it's going to double again. It just doesn't go up another $50,000 to $150,000. No. In another 5 years, meaning 10 years from now, you'll need $200,000 to buy what $50,000 buys today. And in 15 years, you'll need $400,000 to buy what $50,000 buys today. That is the negative impact of inflation. And on top of that, we have taxes where most people who have a $1 million nest egg, if they were earning, let's say, 7.5%, that's $75,000, they pull out $75,000 and they have to pay tax of a third between federal and state income tax if they're lucky enough to only pay 33%. And that's going up, as we all know. You're going to pay $25,000 of the $75,000 to net that $50,000. Well, because of taxes going up, pretty soon you're going to have to pull out, $100,000 and then $150,000 and $200,000 to net that, because you have to pull out 50% more in a 33% bracket. If you need a net of $100,000, you have to pull out 50% more than $100,000, $150,000, to net $100,000 in a 33% bracket. Is this making sense? So, on the second session of this Retire by Design event, we teach in depth for about 90 minutes each session. And the second session is a game changer because we're talking about these problems and helping you understand the negative impact of taxes, inflation, and market volatility. Because, you know, I think most financial advisors, well-intending, try to charge up a retirement battery, so to speak, that hopefully won't go dead before you do. The problem with that retirement battery in the financial services industry, it's only set at about 4 volts, meaning a 4% rule, meaning that if you have a $1 million nest egg, they only want you to pull out 4% or 40 grand a year. That's unacceptable to me. I mean, that's $40,000, and you have to pay tax on that. Even in a 25% bracket, that's 10 grand, you're netting $30,000. Most financial advisors charge at least a 1% asset management fee on that million. That's another 10 grand. If you subtract taxes and fees, you're only netting 2%. That's pretty pathetic. If I can give you $80,000 a year of tax-free income, that's 80 grand instead of a net of 20 grand. How much more is 80 than 20? It's 400% more. And so what I said at the beginning, many times we're able to quadruple people's net spendable income in retirement. And so what we want to do is create a very powerful generator instead of a battery that will likely go dead. And so that generator is designed to be tax-free so that if you earn 10%, and many times we have people that are able to get 10% payouts, but 8% is like a no-brainer based on actual history. But if you had a $1 million nest egg and you pulled out 8%, that's 80 grand a year, but it's tax-free. And so it's like a generator that's generating 80,000 a year of tax-free income without depleting principal. And by doing that, you're able to keep up with and probably exceed the inflation rate if you understand the principle of indexing, where you link your returns to the things that inflate. I'm simplifying this, but you wouldn't believe how many financial advisors don't know how to do that. And so during this Retire by Design education, the second out of five modules in this, five sessions, we talk about strategic tax planning. But we have to see what the problem is, and then we have to look at the solution. And the solution is to convert to totally tax-free vehicles. Now, people say, well, what's tax-free? And when I teach advanced continuing education to CPAs and tax attorneys, they sit there with their mouths open because they've heard of these, but they've never gone through advanced continuing education. I do teach that for CPAs and tax attorneys. And they come to learn about three sections of the Internal Revenue Code that have been around for more than a century in one form or another, section 72E, 7702, and 101A. Now, in a nutshell, those three sections of the code allow a person, especially a retiree, to accumulate their money tax-free, not just tax-deferred. You can take tax-free income if you live to be 120, and when you ultimately die, anything that is left behind blossoms in value and transfers income tax-free. Now, I don't know of anything else in the Internal Revenue Code that does that. But you have to comply with three tax citations that were passed way back in the 1980s, 1982, the TEFRA Act, 1984, the DEFRA Act, and 1988, the TAMRA Act. And so we're specialists in that. And the people that come to our events, I point my students to advisors, tax strategists that help you be able to convert your money and do a strategic rollout, not a rollover. A rollover is like going from the frying pan to the fire. That's like taking money in a 401k and rolling it over to an IRA and continuing to defer and delay the inevitable, procrastinate paying tax, and then you end up paying more tax than ever when you string it out. No, you do a strategic rollout. You get the taxes over and done with sooner than later.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.